Count Roderick cut down the first mercenary to reach him with practiced ease, his sword a shining blur in the uneven light. He turned quickly to meet the second mercenary, his face a cold and calculating mask. He moved confidently forward. Steel clashed on steel as the mercenary parried his attack without flinching. He took most of the blows on his blank shield, content to let Roderick tire himself, and then launched his own attack. The two men stamped back and forth on the narrow trail, sparks flying in the gloom when their swords met. Roderick gritted his teeth against a growing ache in his sword arm. It had been too many years since he'd used a sword for anything but sport or exercise. That was the trouble with a good reputation as a swordsman. After a while, it became practically impossible to find anyone foolish enough to duel with you, even just to first blood. Roderick pressed his opponent hard, and the mercenary backed cautiously away, leaving no opening. Roderick scowled. It was taking too long. Old instincts and skills were slowly returning to him, but already his breath was coming fast and hurried, while the mercenary wasn't even breathing hard. Roderick felt an almost forgotten chill run through him as he realized the man before him might just be a better swordsman than he. The fifth and last mercenary slipped past the struggling figures and made for his main target. The prince didn't have his sword out, but he was looking more dangerous by the minute. He had to be taken care of quickly before he could call up any more magical fire. Besides, there was a bonus for the man who killed the prince. The mercenary grinned. For 100 ducat bonus, he'd wipe out a whole royal family.
Hold it! You'll have to go through me first.
You! An overweight merchant with a sword that looks like it was last used by the blacksmith who made it? If you hold that sword like it's gonna bite you, what are you really gonna do, throw money at me?
I'm going to kill you is what I'm going to do.
You try that, see how it works. And once I've taken care of you, that meddlesome prince is next.
The mercenary grinned and risked a glance at Prince Victor just in case he was about to launch any more magic. He was apparently busy fumbling with his sleeves and muttering to himself.
Oh, come on! You call that a strike? This is a strike!
My sword!
Oh, you've lost your sword! Don't look now, but your head is next!
Hold, assassin!
Jordan caught the man's attention for a moment, and he wasn't about to let it go. He gestured mystically, and blue-white flames flared up about his hands. The mercenary took one look and started backing quickly away. Jordan adopted his most impressive high warlock stance. The trick was to keep the audience looking at you rather than the hands. That way, they wouldn't notice how quickly the flames started to die down. He ran his hands through a quick series of mystical gestures, using the movements to hide his palming of another flare pellet from his sleeve, and threw the pellet at the mercenary.
Fire!
Jordan looked quickly about him. The flames licking around his hands were already beginning to gutter.
You all right?
Yes. I didn't know better.
Hold that thought.
Jordan turned toward Roderick, who was being beaten slowly back by his opponent. Jordan removed his cloak and moved stealthily in behind the mercenary. When he was close, he threw it over the man's head. Jordan pulled his cloak away as the mercenary collapsed and put it on again. Roderick looked at the dead man, and then at Jordan, and raised an eyebrow.